Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon here in the studio.
Yeah, buddy.
As well as the one and only Barbecue is here too. And on the phone, because it is time for real estate time.
No, it's not real estate time. It's called Let's Talk Real Estate.
That is the name of it. Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. Yes. Good morning to you, Tina.
Good morning, Rob. And how are you?
I'm doing very well. We're going to talk about interest rates here with you today, but I'd have to ask a question.
Sure.
Have you ever sold a house to someone who said, wow, you have the perfect habitat for monarch butterflies, and I want to buy the house because of that?
I have not.
You have not.
Yet.
I do recall that the butterflies were, came into the picture in the House of David Creamery. They had. Do you remember that? That was part of that.
No, what are you talking? That wasn't in the documentary. How would you know something like that?
She's saying
the
movie.
I just remember that happening. That there was a farm out there that held some very distinct butterflies, and it held up the highway from being built.
Oh yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. So there, and they were in the ice cream.
They were in the creamery market.
I was like, well, now in today's, they got people eating bugs on TV about all the things we should be doing rather than eating red meat. So maybe butterflies and the ice cream isn't such a bad thing.
Hey, Tina.
Actually, talking about butterflies, I haven't seen very many this year. Just a couple.
We'll only give her a minute here, but Barbecue is in here with a monarch caterpillar.
I have 17 other ones.
And 17 other ones because it's like egg time, and she wants the people know to keep your milkweed out, how important
right.
that is. Yes.
Yep.
I have the Mexican flower.
Love that.
Sunflower.
Mexican sunflower. Yep.
Oh, so
yep,
there's two things. I thought it was just milkweed.
Well, no, that's a pollinator flower.
Oh, okay. So it's after they're, when
yes.
they're, all right.
Yes. So when they're a butterfly, then
okay.
they would love
when they
that.
But Miss Tina, yeah. I reminded Rob Dog, I said, hey, Tina was selling a property and the lady wanted to make it a butterfly house or a butterfly property.
Right. That was my client. They had the acreage next door. She had 11 acres and she wanted to sell it to somebody who would save the butterflies.
Oh,
yeah.
I said, well, that's a great idea, but it kind of limits us on the buyers.
You didn't get a hold of Barbecue.
Yeah.
Where is this?
I didn't either.
She's not, but to save the butterflies, she just might go that extra mile and find some funders and all that to make a butterfly sanctuary out there.
Well, you just never know what a seller wants, when they list their property with you.
Yeah.
This was a request that I call some
conservation
conversation. There you go.
And, easy for you to say.
See if anybody was interested in buying this and
right.
keeping it a sanctuary for butterflies.
And
is it still available?
No, it did sell last year.
Congratulations.
So. Yes.
Yeah. Good.
They mowed it all
they
down.
They mowed down all the milkweed.
No more
butterfly bushes.
They are doing some unique things around this property, but they still have the butterflies, it's a nice little sanctuary for them. Just didn't turn out the way the seller wanted.
All right. Well, we got some more butterfly conversation in there, but we need to talk about the
interest rates. Are they falling?
The elephant
interest
in the room.
Rates.
Interest rates. I actually heard they're going up again.
Well, they actually have been coming down. You can, now get in on a 30-year note at 5%.
Well, there's a
so they were climbing there almost up to 6. It may have even reached close to 6, but they've softened up. Of course, our market softened up too.
There's a little bit of a problem, and here's what ends up happening. Just over on Thursday, I think they released the financial report, and it is two successive quarters in recession, and we are looking at being in a recession, even though the White House is trying to change the definition of what a recession is. We have had those two quarters, so traditionally, it's in a recession. And when recessions do happen, a lot of times those interest rates go up again.
They did predict the interest rates to go up. So it's kind of in a pickle right now. Do I buy? Do I sell? Is it a good time? And, of course, with it being a seller's market, which means we don't have a lot of inventory, the things that are selling for more money. We have less inventory, higher prices.
That's right.
They're still going in that direction as far as it being a strong seller's market.
So
interest rates coming down a little bit. We're seeing some adjustable rates. We're seeing some creativity in the VA lending, some more gives, encouraging people to jump on the bandwagon to buy before maybe they may hit seven during the winter. And you'll wish you did buy.
Right.
Or you know, if you need to move some property, yes, now's the time to get it listed and sell the property, because we have seen a softening in the market.
Well, let's say it gets to seven. And let's say it gets maybe even a little bit higher. But what happens, what needs to happen for it then to drop back down, for them to start dropping the interest rates?
Well, of course, they always say the real estate, you know, moves the industry. And right now, you know, the real estate is still in the driver's seat. It's still moving. The market's still moving. The interest rates, they gave a little bit just for the buyers to jump on board, get that number moving again. Will it hit seven? It's hard to say. They predict it may go to seven over the winter.
What's the highest it's ever been?
That's a good question. I was just wondering when the last time it was at seven.
I don't think during my buying time was it ever, you know, in that 20, but I think it reached 18 or somewhere percent.
18% interest.
That's almost like the end of the world. 18% interest on
that. So, you know, you think 7%. My parents, you know, they have bought a house and paid a high interest rate. 7% is really, you know, it's still a safe buck, you know. So 5, it's a great time to jump in and still invest and get that home under your belt with the 5% interest rate.
So, Tina, if it's a seller's market right now, then why aren't more people selling their homes if they can make so much money?
Because they're scared because they can't get anything else. Sure, they could sell for $750, but could they find something to replace it? So it puts the sellers in a tough pickle. A lot of them are buckling down and staying right where they're at because there's nothing to replace what they have.
Yeah. So, I mean, our whole economy is kind of very much in flux. You know, so many things are tied to the real estate market.
Real estate.
And of course, fuel. And our fuel is through the roof. And we've seen some of our petroleum come down. Yeah, okay. That's how they get it so high that they bring it down to 80 cents, and then it's like, oh, look
at $3.99 in Pullman.
And it makes you feel good that you got to $3.99. But
a couple months back, you were like, I ain't paying $3.99.
Remember a year and a half ago when you were paying $2 a gallon, you know?
Right.
And the prices get so bad that we feel good when we get a little bit of relief, and it's still not good stuff for us. But how is, and I don't know if it is really or not, is real estate and transportation fuel, is that tied together at all?
I don't think so, no. Just, you know, the real estate itself, they guarantee that's a big play in the industry, you know, when the market's moving. You know, I mean, it's hard to say we're in a recession when the real estate is moving like it is,
right,
and we're getting top dollar for more homes. The home that sold for $300 last year is now selling for $400 this year.
Yeah, well, those are the people with the money who can do it. But
it's a big climb.
Well, when
under $100,000, they don't exist anymore.
Right.
You know, if there does some come up for $100,000, it's pretty rare.
Those are the people that get hurt the most when the economy goes bad. It's the ones you're looking at, the $100,000, $200,000, $250,000 houses.
That's everybody's range. You know, that again, special financers, you know, FHA and VA buyers are in that $200,000, $225,000 mark.
All right, we need to take a break. We'll be back with Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to ufctreecare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
Hey y'all, the documentary that's been taking Southwest Michigan by storm, House of David, Life Everlasting, is coming soon to a theater near you. I always wanted to say that. Public showings have already been scheduled throughout Southwest Michigan, the Grand Rapids area, South Bend, Indiana, and it's just getting started. It's played to sold-out theaters, and folks have even been turned away. So don't you miss your chance to see this amazing piece of Michigan history. Go to HODfilm.com for the current schedule and lots more. House of David, Life Everlasting.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate time with Tina Goodrich, Barbecue, and Mason Dixon here in the studio. And I wasn't sure if you and Tina Goodrich there on the phone, wasn't sure if you kind of got what I was saying there. You know, the lower priced houses in the lower end of the market where they are right now are where most of us live. The middle class, the lower middle class. Now, when prices get that high, we're the ones getting hit the most. You know, someone who's a millionaire and a billionaire, they can still go out and buy that $500,000 house, and it's not as big of a hit to them because the money isn't, they have more. You know,
that's
so
it always has been.
That's right.
You know, so if you've got the money to invest in property like we do around here, our property taxes in Southwest Michigan are very reasonable to get on the lake versus the other side of the lake.
Right.
You know, so the other side of the lake can invest in a second home here because our prices are much lower. I mean, Chicago people are paying, you know, can pay up to $50,000 just in taxes for an elaborate home.
Yeah, for their postage stamp.
Here we're paying, you know, $10,000-$20,000 tops to be on Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And be pretty elaborate to pay $20,000 in Texas.
So, I mean, have you seen that slowdown in the lower end houses? Has it been more, you know?
Yeah, because there's less. Of course, it's less inventory.
In the upper end houses.
I have seen more coming out, though. That's the thing, is I have seen more 200 to 300 houses coming out than we have in the last 30 days. So there has been this movement of homes coming out again. You know, it's between a buyer and a seller to should I sell, should I not sell right now?
Have you seen anybody
go up? Should I sell?
Selling that was intending to, I mean, because I, you know, California and New York State have had a lot of a flight to Florida. And I know being that, you know, we're still kind of a Democratic state also here in Michigan. Have we been losing people to Florida that you know of?
No. I mean, we've got our snowbirds that tend to go to Florida. If you haven't been to Florida lately, it's pretty packed down there.
Yeah, Tina spent the last winter in Florida.
Do people still invest there? There was a time when the market took a dive. It was a great time to invest in Florida. Well, those numbers are back up. It's up. Everything's very expensive in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people, snowbirds, that flock there from Ohio, Tennessee, Michiganders, you know, that, you know, go to Florida every year. And I have clients who own homes down there, and they go there to enjoy the snow and, or, I mean, just get out of the snow here, go down there, enjoy the sunshine and come back. And yeah, you could do that too. You can do that short-term rental. That's what you get when you get a short-term rental property, is that you can rent it out part of the time and help pay those property taxes and insurance and able to keep you in that second home.
Well, So I guess kind of getting back to interest rates. Well, hopefully they maybe don't go too high for sure. But man, I couldn't imagine trying to run up a mortgage at 18%.
I mean, 5% right now is great. You know, some people got in under the 3% when we hit the all time lows. You know, 2.7, 2.8, but even 5 is a great number to still invest and get a great return on it. Now, okay. South Haven is a great investment area, as we all know, for a second home market.
Sure. Anything else we need to know about the interest rates, or we want to talk about some properties?
I thought we'd talk about some properties, of course. You know, the interest rates again, right there where, you know, buyers and sellers need to, you know, either get on board with investing and getting it ready if, you know, if anything for the next year. As far as listings, love to, you know, put that out there. We did put a pending up on Unique Pick a Liquor Grand Junction. Nice.
Very good.
So we've been able to get through all the hoops, and that is now in a pending stage, which is, you know, the clear to close and now the countdown to get to the closing table. And that, again, is going to be a great transition. I can't let it out yet, but it's going to be a total different atmosphere in Grand Junction at the Unique Pick a Liquor.
Very good.
Of course, new name. They're going to go with a whole new name, so it won't no longer be.
What happens to that name? Did anybody, did the previous owner get to keep that name and sell it to some other business?
No, it wasn't a name that they, you know, really were interested in. So they've got their own gig going on. And again, it's going to be something totally different than what is there now.
Barbecue can get that Unique Pick a Liquor butterflies.
Oh, that does not sound good.
Okay.
No.
All right, maybe not. No.
totally counterproductive.
Yeah, that was just wrong of me to say. All right, sorry about that, Tina.
That was a good name.
Okay, so Unique Pick a Liquor. That one there is under clear to close.
Yep.
Going to the closing table on that one. So a couple other listings. The Hayfield, the 25 acres, seems to be getting a lot of attention. That's at 72362 28th in Covert. That one has the 25 acres, two pole barns, 10-acre hayfield, and she gets three cuts out of that hayfield a year, which is kind of awesome. So if you bought the property, you can hay this and produce enough for your taxes, insurance, whatever. But a great place to build. There's a couple ponds on the property, a nice large pond on the east end, great area to build if you're looking for that 20, 25 acres.
I don't know if I asked before, are there fish in that pond by any chance?
I don't know because there's so much growth around the pond that I couldn't even get to it. So I just tell people to Google it.
Are there frogs in that pond?
28th
in Covert. Do a Google Earth and you can exactly see the layout of that property. Again, a couple of pole barns, a lean-to.
Yeah.
There's a corral. There's a good probably 5-acre corral if
really?
You've got horses or if you've got some cows. Any kind of farm animals. There's a nice corral with a pond there that's near a lean-to. So this property is pretty unique, and it does have public utilities at the road. So you've got water and sewer
right
on 28th. So if you're going to build, you're going to hook up to public utilities. Yeah.
You could,
people love that.
Barbecue could put in 10 acres of milkweed for the monarchs out there.
Yeah, but you can't.
Sure.
It's a hay field, and they cutting that down three times.
You do have 15 acres besides the 10-acre hay field, and there's an area where some wild blueberries and raspberries and some asparagus has been growing over the last, you know, 30 years there. That would be a great area to, you know, maybe put some more, you know, milkweed if you wanted, or any kind of weed.
Barbecue. You're going to have to talk to Danny Donuts about this. It might be a nice place for
it. It sounds kind of interesting.
Sounds like a heaven out there.
What's the price on the hayfield?
That one, and again, I just dropped the price on that, Mason. Good question. That one just dropped from $225 to $199, so $190,000.
Getting very affordable.
Wow. Can you live in the pole barn?
Oh, you could make the pole barn
into a home.
Make a barnuminium.
Mm-hmm.
You sure could. That's a great idea. It's probably about a good 30 by 40 pole barn.
Well, let's explore that in just a minute because we have to take a break on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Well, before the break, we were just hearing about the hayfield, which is sounds like a great property, especially
right,
if you want to.
And getting some attention.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, so anybody looking for that? Of course, we got the 40-acre farm. It's got the 15 acres of rye.
And that's the rye field, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's got the two homes, separate utilities, separate septic and wells, great for a mother-in-law.
Or a he/she barbecue, you know, can be in one
families.
House, and Danny Donuts can be in the other.
You can't say he/she anymore.
You can't say she/he then. It's
you
a
can't
she.
Say she/he, he/she,
he/she,
he/she. You can't say that
say,
anymore.
There's a trans. There's two trans houses on that property.
Excuse me, Tina Goodrich is trying to sell some houses here. Yeah. You two.
It's got 2,000 or more footage of Black River. Ooh. So this property is just south of the Black River, and it's got some great spots for maybe a new build if you're looking for some river frontage property.
Mm-hmm.
This one's got the new build, or you could actually build a home back in there, which is, it's got some fabulous areas. Again,
sure.
I say suggest going to the AlleghenyCounty.org and put that address in, and it'll give you a plot map, and you can see exactly the layout of this property. 40 acres, two homes, 10-acre rye field that's leased out to a local farmer. She gets $22.50 a year at the end of the season.
And so it comes with a tractor, don't it?
When you say $22.50, that's $22,250. For the whole year?
Yeah, for the year.
For lease, okay.
$2,200.
I was hoping that you'd be able to lease it out to pay for your mortgage for the year.
Well, it depends on what crop you've got on there and how much of the crop you got is what determines the value of what you're going to get.
Because that's when I see a property like that, that's the first thing I think. If I'm going to lease out part of it, will it pretty much pay for my mortgage?
No, generally you want to look at that, Rob, to pay your taxes and insurance, not your home payment.
Lofty goals, but I have, I suppose.
I mean, even in second home market,
unless
I tell my buyers that if you're going to rent it out, you rent for a good 6 weeks solid. That's all of July and the first 2 weeks of August.
Okay.
And those 6 weeks should pay for your property taxes and insurance. The rest is on you.
So you really should be doing wheat. So you've got the summer wheat and you've got winter wheat. And your season is a lot longer.
He does, this field flips into cucumbers.
Oh.
So, you know, they alternate these for the pH balance.
Yeah.
1 year it's soybean, the next it's corn. This field is rye, and next year will be cucumbers.
And can you sell them to the pickle
to the Freestone? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Probably. That's where most of all the pickles go, is to Freestone.
All right. Well, we've got about 4.5 minutes here, so we want to get through some of these other ones here with you.
It already went by so quickly.
Well, no, you're only halfway through the segment, so let's not fret just yet. But we need to talk about Ernie's Place. Still for sale?
We still got those. One more house, though.
Go ahead.
We've got the 01447 71st and a half. That one is got a 4-bedroom and a possibly 5th bedroom downstairs.
Okay.
So this one's really unique. You got almost an acre close to the Black River and Cowhaven Trail, right around the corner from Three Blondes Brewery.
Right.
Which is nice location from town, but you're in the South Haven Township. So the property taxes get a little bit softer in the township than they are in the city limits, of course. And this one, you know, it has a lot going on. $350,000, 2-car attached garage with it, with a full basement.
Very good. Very nice.
Yeah. And of course, our commercial listings that we had mentioned just a little bit ago of Ernie's.
Yep.
We still have Ernie's located.
That would be
out
back to the 50s.
Maybe.
Back to the 50s.
That big sign is gone now.
Is it?
Ernie's is running. He's up and running for the season, and he has been busy.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is good for business. This would be great for somebody who's looking to jump into the restaurant business. You're going to see on hands how to run it. You're going to get to jump in the fire with Ernie and
right.
get some training. If you're thinking of, you know, buying a restaurant and you don't have the experience, this would be a great opportunity because Ernie's willing to train you and show you exactly the ropes to run your own drive-in.
Sure.
Because that's what it is.
Right.
It's a drive-in. You pull in and the car hopper comes out, takes your order, and she takes it back and they cook it fresh right there inside.
I really wish they were doing it on roller skates. That would just be way more fun.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
And they have, but, you know, that could be a liability, you know, too, if you were to
Everything's a liability. Everything that's fun, everything that we like to do is a liability, and someone might bump their noggin. But,
right.
all right, so
well,
round bread sandwich.
Ernie's listed for $399,000. So you can get in on maybe some of Ernie's recipes if you're really interested in taking over back to the 50s. Could you get the name? Maybe.
Buy the insurance and put the girls on roller skates.
You know, it just depends on, you know, your terms and, of course, your offer.
Right.
But a great opportunity for somebody back to the 50s, listed for $399,000.
Round bread sandwich place.
Round bread, yes. That one is actively going too. He's running his deli out of there for the season. Again, you know, we are in a seasonal tourist destination. So our prime season, you know, is July and August. And that's
right.
when to make the money. If you're a business owner, you know that you need to be open for business for July and August. So Ernie jumped back on board, and so did the seller for Round Bread.
That's right.
He brought his crew back in. They opened it back up, and they've been running for the season. Fabulous sandwiches if you haven't tried them. Mason, Rob, have you tried one?
I have tried one, yes.
I haven't. Can you maybe pick some up and bring it in next time?
Yeah.
Not next week. I'm going to miss next week.
Okay.
Anyway, where's that location in case people are wondering?
That one there is located down by the Idler, 515 Williams, Unit 5 and 6. Again, those are all condos down there. Lower levels commercial, upper level is condos.
Okay, you've got 30 seconds, Tina, if you want to, any other listings or if you want to throw out the contact info, anything you want.
The Round Bread, again, that one's listed for turnkey. He's got some great deli equipment in there. If you shot me a text, I'd give you a list of equipment. You'd be amazed at what he's got for a turnkey operation there.
Awesome.
And he's asking $150,000.
Very good.
So give me a call, 269-759-1076. You can always look up listwithtina.net or jump on and Google Let's Talk Real Estate. We've got some podcasts on there that you can, some prior ones you can listen to.
For sure. All right. Okay. Sounds good. Awesome,
hey,
Tina.
Tina, when you going to finish the sign over at Goodies? It says list with, and it don't say who to list with.
That's going up. Next week, Mark is going to put it up, finish it, both sides of it.
Oh, that's why it ain't put up yet.
Go in there with a black marker and put list with Rob. All right. We got to go. Mason Dixon, take us out.
All right. Well, thanks, folks, for tuning in, listening. If you missed any of the show, go back and hear this episode and the last five episodes at moondogshow.com. Also, if you need videos and documentaries, all that good stuff, moondogpro.net. And a brand new album coming out with the Truss and Bird Band, trussandbirdband.com. And while we
give Elastic Wasteland.
That's the name of the album. And then make sure you go to listwithtina.net. All right. We want to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers, including UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulotta Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Decorator's Choice, SH.com. That's Tom Bulky. He's so meticulous.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah, buddy. And also thanks to Mama's TJM Barbecue, Pure Salon and Spa. That's that Jackie Diaz. And also I want to shout out to our favorite organizations, Drawing Children into Reading, DCIR.org, Senior Services of Van Buren County, and YDCPAL.org.
Man, what a nice list.
Yeah, we should be getting all a raise. You hear that, Tina?
Yes, right.
We're going to get raises.
That's right.
All right, everybody in the whole listening area, we're going to howl at the moondog on the count of three. Here we go on the count of three. One, two, three.
Oh! Oh.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2022.